Chair, Madam Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. A world where 1 billion people are angry is not just a deep stain on our collective conscience. It is also a growing threat to global security. If the financial crisis has taught us anything, it is that if we ignore risks building up in the system, it is much harder to manage them. We must, of course, react to individual food crises, but we must also tackle the long-term factors driving the problem. Like the fight against climate change, the fight against hunger cannot wait. We must deliver on our MDG targets to cut hunger in half by 2015. Happily, food security is now rising up the international agenda, thanks in no small part to the tireless efforts of Director General Jacques Diouf. The commitments made in the G8 summit at L'Aquila last summer are substantial. A large part of the money will come from the European Union. The Commission alone will contribute one-fifth of the total. So we have got the ball rolling. Today's summit is an opportunity to keep up the momentum. We must ensure that the G8 commitments are honoured. Countries must be transparent about their pledges and must deliver on them. We also need to ensure that the money is spent wisely in order to maximise its impact. That is why the European Union strongly supports the Global Partnership for Agriculture and Food Security. We welcome the reforms of the Committee for Food Security agreed last month. We are very ready to give financial support to the high-level panel of experts, which should help avoid crises like the one we experienced last year. We need to provide for food security what the Intergovernmental Panel of the United Nations has given to the battle against climate change: a science-based early warning system for the planet. In terms of delivery, we believe that a lot can be learned from the experience gained with the European Union's food facility. This is channeling an extra 1 billion euros to stimulate production in developing countries. Apart from the strength of that political commitment, my major priority was to get this off the ground very quickly to respond to soaring food prices. And here I'm pleased to announce that 85% of the money will be allocated by the end of this year. This success was largely due to effective coordination of the United Nations agencies on the ground, made possible by the UN's high-level task force. It goes without saying that we cannot solve food insecurity unless we tackle climate change successfully. In fact, I see two major tasks for the world at the start of the 21st century: to fight for development and to tackle climate change. We can and must address both issues together. And developing and developed countries have to work in partnership on both issues. So I will not be the only one in this conference to stress once again that a successful outcome in Copenhagen is absolutely critical. The European Union has led by example with our binding emissions reduction targets and our proposals on climate finance. But in this respect, let me briefly say how much I commend the announcement over the weekend by Brazil of their commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is a very important contribution and gives us added momentum towards success. Yet, even if we manage to limit temperature rises to 2 degrees Celsius, there will still be an impact on agriculture. Extra money to address food security problems must therefore be one of the key outcomes of the finance package we hope will be agreed in Copenhagen. And speaking once again about the critical moment in which we find ourselves just 3 weeks before Copenhagen, let me tell you very clear to you today. There is a message I want to pass clearly to all of you. I say to world leaders, to all of us that have some responsibility, that we can negotiate with each other, but we cannot negotiate with science. We can negotiate some figures, some money, but we cannot negotiate with physics. And there is a real threat to the future of our planet if we do not come to an agreement in Copenhagen. That is why we need to respect the 2 degree Celsius target. Because without that, we will not have a successful outcome. And that is why we need also to put on the table a credible financial package and link all these issues. The issue of protecting our planet, safeguarding life for future generations, at the same time address the urgent issue of food security and development. Because the impact of climate change is not borne equally, support for adaptation must be focused on smallholders in developing countries who are hardest hit. That is why the climate agenda is also a food security agenda and a development agenda. And biodiversity is also an important part of the solution. And I think we have undervalued its contribution, both in tackling climate change and food insecurity. It deserves much more high-level attention. These three issues, ladies and gentlemen, food security, climate change, biodiversity, are deeply interwoven. We need to think through the policies which will enable us to tackle each of them successfully. I am determined to tackle them in the next 5 years, in the mandate of the European Commission, and I am sure the European Union will be in the front line of the global responses to these global challenges. Thank you very much for your attention.